This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, 7 after the hour on the DJ V program. V for Doug, Doug as in Stefan. J for Jennifer, as in Horn. Victoria is V. V, Victoria, as in Kevin. And we are here to work our way through several of, well, there is much time. Sometimes we have as many as 14 different items. Can you imagine that? In any given hour, let's see how well we do. You can do a story count, Kara, for us while we're talking about what's trending to start the hour off with. And what do you have, Jennifer?
Well, Sasha Baron Cohen has been making a lot of news. Have you heard about this?
His newest program? Yeah.
To
dupe people into thinking they're going to have a legitimate interview. Yeah.
And so this is supposed to be part of a new series that he's doing. And I think sometimes Sasha Baron Cohen is very funny. People are saying now, is he really kind of pushing the line? He has duped so far Dick Cheney, Bernie Sanders. He has Joe Walsh, who is a radio star. Sarah Palin has called for him to donate all the money from this latest project to the vets because she feels like that's off limits. She was duped into thinking she was helping the vets. Now, Ted Koppel's also on this list. Howard Dean. The latest is Chelsea Clinton, who apparently Sasha Baron Cohen probed about doing a sex change operation. So it seems that there's no real limits to what this guy's going after.
Yeah.
A source has told People magazine that Sarah Palin walked out of the interview after Sasha Baron Cohen asked a horrible question about Chelsea Clinton, something to the effect of... I guess the last straw was when he claimed that the government funded a sex change operation for Chelsea Clinton. So
at what point is it too far?
At what point?
Where's the line here? And do some people not know it? He's somebody I've never liked him. I don't think he's funny. I think he's an arrogant ass, actually. And so you get into situations. Am I older and prudish? No, I just think there's a taste line, and some people don't know enough not to go over it. Some people, I suppose, think it's funny. Otherwise, this guy wouldn't have a career. Somebody must like what he does, but I've never thought he was
Borat was a huge hit for him.
Yeah,
well, yeah, the Borat movie was funny, and that was a huge hit for him. And but before that, he was really big in England with the Ali G show. So
Ali G was huge.
Yeah, it was huge. So I think now he's just run out of ideas. Like, what, you know, he doesn't do anything new. I'm surprised anyone fell for it.
It's supposed to premiere, and it's coming up. So it's called Who is America, and it's going to be airing on Showtime. It's supposed to premiere on July 15th, but it seems that there are a long list of people, both Democrats and Republicans, who are saying we should probably boycott this program because it did cross a few lines. And that's the question. Where does comedy and good taste, where do they collide? Some people do it really, really well, and I think the bottom line is if it's funny, right? We laugh at things that are just tasteful. If it's funny, but is asking Sarah Palin about Chelsea Clinton's government-funded sex change operation funny? I don't know. To me, that's not so funny.
Yeah. It's not even worth the time to discuss.
There are better things to watch on TV.
Exactly. Right.
It's a big story, though, because it's been catching on.
Huge,
everybody's tweeting that they've been duped, too. It seems like it's almost like a who's who list of the political elites in this country. So it's strange. I don't know.
All right. Victoria, what do you have?
Well, if you owe some taxes and you want to get a passport renewed, you're out of luck because hundreds of thousands of Americans are going to be denied new or renewed passports under a 2015 law that apparently they've just decided to enforce. It requires the IRS and State Department to deny passports to Americans who owe more than $51,000 in overdue taxes.
They don't have to leave town.
Yeah, an IRS spokesperson said that as many as 362,000 Americans fall under this category with outstanding debt. And so now the IRS has handed over these names to the State Department, and the State Department is going to start denying these passport applications. They confirmed that some passports have already been denied under the enforcement, and for now the agency stresses that they're not just denying applications for new or renewed passports. They're only denying new and renewed passports. They're not actually revoking. So if you have a passport that's current and you owe tax debt, you're not going to have your passport revoked. That's what they want to stress. So you can still flee the country, I guess, is their message. They say 220 people have already handed over $11.5 million to repay their debt. And 1,400 have already set up payment plans to reduce their debt because they want to get their passports renewed. One particular person paid $1 million in tax debt at once to specifically avoid passport denial so he or she could go on vacation this summer. So
I have mixed feelings about this sort of thing. Not that we shouldn't get from people what the appropriate amount is for their tax liability, but what gets done? I have this offensive, I'm not being offended. Well, maybe some people think I am offensive, but I'm offended every year when I sign a check or when I do the the tax form because of where the money goes. It offends me to see how much money is wasted and where it goes in programs that have no value for the average American whatsoever. We've expanded like an octopus into all kinds of areas that we have no business being as the public trust. It bugs me. But is this a way to get people to pay up? I suppose, yeah. I think the IRS is, and they don't have enough agents, supposedly, anyway, if you listen to them. But if you owe taxes, there are two things in my mind. You need to pay your taxes, but we also need to stand up and push back when it comes to the amount of money that's being spent, where it's being spent, how it's being spent. I think the average person just doesn't pay attention. And then you look at
the average person feels like, what can you do? You know,
well,
if you don't pay your taxes, you go to jail.
Well, enough people. When, why would you put somebody who owed taxes? That's the other thing. How the hell do you pay your taxes off if you're in jail where you can't work? What's the point of that?
Talk to Mike the situation about that one.
What genius is it that says, okay,
many
we'll
times they have to pay and go to jail, though. I would say put them to work and have them pay off their debts in the form of cleaning graffiti off the schools, picking up trash on the side of the road, really working. Because you know what's worse than sitting in a club fed for a lot of these white-collar criminals? It's actually getting out and sweating on a freeway. So that's why not? Why not do something like that? Have them tutor kids. Do something.
Well, people that are in jail, when Michael Michael, remember the guy from Los Angeles who...
Use Bernie Madoff as an example, because everybody knows him.
Yeah, right. That's foolishness. What is this guy in jail for? We're paying $45,000 a year for this guy to sit on his butt in jail.
Right. And is anybody any safer when the situation goes to jail or when Bernie Madoff goes to jail?
And you know what? I give that judge.
Michael Milken
and
is the guy I was thinking of. Milken.
Yeah. I don't know who that is. But Mike, the situation we all know, and I give that judge credit because he or she actually told him, yeah, you can go and film season one and season two of the Jersey Shore because you're going to use all your money to pay off your tax debt. And I think that's smart.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Instead of what's the situation going to do sitting in jail? That it's pointless.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I think
there's way too many people in jail under the same circumstances.
Right.
As well. Way too many people in jail for no good reason. Put them to work. Get
Martha Stewart really needed to sit in jail in West Virginia?
That was stupid.
Like, come on.
Yeah, right. It was the system. That's another thing. That people need to be more involved. And if we are going to be self-governing, if we claim to be self-governing, then we better more of us get involved. Otherwise, we continue to have these situations that we talk about that are ridiculous. So what are you doing about it? You need to be involved. Get involved. That's the RX for that problem. 16 past the hour on the DJV show. Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-513-2334. That's 800-513-2334. 800-513-2334. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
There I am, the good guy on the list of people who serve you, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Who's the best of them all? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the best of them all? You can decide to send a tweet along if you'd like, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. Ladies, Doug, yeah, Steffen.
Nothing brings people together like a who's better poll question.
All right, Jennifer. Warner Brothers has proposed a Hollywood Skyway to make it easier to get to the Hollywood sign.
I usually hate these ideas, but I don't hate this idea.
Because?
I mean, there is a lot that can go wrong when you put a car on a string and send it up for a mile towards the mountain.
Tramway.
There's a lot that can happen. But there are two proposals. One first that was presented about a month ago said that they wanted to bring a aerial tram from downtown to Dodger Stadium. And that they were going to, but it was going to be government and private money. This one, the reason I like this one is it's all private money. It leaves from Warner Brothers, which makes it more of a tourist attraction so that it'll be used consistently throughout the year, not just when a Dodger game is in session. I think it makes a lot of sense. I think it's great. All for it.
Yeah.
Be fine. Sounds like it'll residents in that area are probably happy about it, too.
Yeah, because there's a lot of traffic by the houses. Yeah. Yes.
This would eliminate that. You can wave at the traffic as you go over it, in a manner of speaking. 21 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Change at the hour. It's music time here on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn paying close attention. Victoria Keelan as well. Kara is playing a John Mellencamp tune. Actually, probably a couple of them in the next couple of minutes as we tell the story about Mellencamp being awarded the Woody Guthrie Prize. The Guthrie Center in Tulsa announcing that Mellencamp is going to be presented with the award during a ceremony next month. He is the fifth recipient of this prize. It's annually given to an artist who best exemplifies the spirit and life work of Woody Guthrie by speaking for the less fortunate, serving as a positive force for social change. The center says that Mellencamp, like Guthrie, has used his, quote, artistic gifts to spread a positive message of hope, equality, and freedom. Mellencamp comes from Indiana, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His latest album, Sad Clowns and Hillbillies, includes the song My Soul's Got Wings, lyrics written by Guthrie and music by Mellencamp. Here is a little bit of that. Let me crank that up there. Big part of Farm Aid as well. This ceremony will coincide with the August 31st opening of Mellencamp, an exhibit of music, art, and artifacts that will be on display at the Guthrie Center through the end of the year. Curated by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, presented in Tulsa by the Hard Rock Hotel. Exhibit tells the story of his early influences, his role as a champion of Heartland values, advocate especially for American farmers. Seating limited for the event. Tickets $100, $150 if you want the good seats. Sneak peek at the exhibition as well before it opens. And the tickets are on sale the 20th of July at the Woody Guthrie Center. The last recipients, by the way, it's been an interesting list. Norman Lear got it last year. Kris Kristofferson the year before. Mavis Staples the year before that. And Pete Seeger in 2014. That's an interesting group. Wow.
Yeah,
all great. Oh, yeah. Fabulous. All of them have, I think all of them have a great contribution. I think it's a very good list. Very well curated. 26 past the hour. Speaking of people on a great list, Roy Orbison is in our mind. The Orbison Estate has approved a hologram tour. Wow, this ought to be good. Debut in Europe. In Dreams, Roy Orbison in concert, the hologram tour, begins a 28-day run October 1st in Oakland at the Fox Theater there. Those old Fox Theaters. You've been in those old Fox Theaters? You know how great they are? These big, with lots of gargoyles, this big old theater. Be a great place for this kind of a performance. I'd love to see this. Hope maybe...
I'd be interested in seeing this, too.
Yeah.
It's his hologram with a live orchestra,
yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Apparently, they tested
clever.
This out in Europe, and people went nuts for it, so
yeah.
Apparently it's really good.
Yeah. Roy loved playing smaller, more intimate venues because he loved having that type of connection with the fans. He also wanted to give fans all around the world the unique opportunity to once again experience the legend who continues to be a very important force in rock and roll history. I'm sure that people in every city, every type of venue have a chance to witness what the family truly believes is the future of live entertainment. So that's pretty interesting. I'd love to be able to see this and take advantage of it. In addition to touring, the hologram will also have a residency in Branson at the Andy Williams Moon Theater. That's an interesting. Every fan invited me to go.
I've always wanted to go, actually.
I never went.
It seems kind of old-fashioned, but fun.
Yeah,
it
is old-fashioned.
Is it just like Vegas without the booze and strippers?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Never mind. I don't want to go.
No Backstreet Boys.
All right. The story musically 28 hour here on the DJV show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Before some final meetings at the NATO summit in Brussels, President Trump was still criticizing NATO nations for not meeting their 2% commitment for their defense through the alliance. Now he says at a news conference as the NATO summit winds down, he's happy with progress that was made.
The additional money that they will be putting up has been really, really amazing to see it. To see the level of spirit in that room is incredible. And I hope that we're going to be able to get along with Russia. I think that we probably will be able to. The people in the room think so, but they really stepped up their commitment and stepped it up like they never have before.
The president next to head to the UK and then to Helsinki, Finland for a summit with Vladimir Putin on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, 34 and change after the hour as the daily, hourly pursuit of truth, justice, and the American way comes around full circle. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Happy to have Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ugly, ugly news. Ugly. Truck full of eels overturned on an Oregon highway. The slime. The eels.
Can you imagine? That was like a year ago.
Come on, it makes good second. Why do you have to spoil
like
my
we
show?
Talked to, like, we talked about that.
No, but I was.
That was
not,
a long time. Are you reading old prep?
Yes, I wanted to see
old emails from his recycled
right.
paper bin.
All right, here's some real ugly news, though. You ready for real ugly news? Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. The algae story. Victoria,
that
you
gross.
Have. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So let's see. This is, and we're into grossness. I just figured I'd set the tone with the eel story. Now you can give them the update on the algae story.
Well, I got an alert from the Weather Channel on my phone, and it said toxic warning in Okeechobee.
Okeechobee. Lake Okeechobee. Okeechobee, yes.
Yeah, so Lake Okeechobee, and it affects seven counties in Florida now. So they have shut down the waterways, and it goes from the east to west coast of Florida in these seven counties. And when you look at the images of the waterways, it's a river, and then some other reservoirs that are affected too, it looks like neon green, and it's all this algae that's toxic to humans, toxic to animals. They're saying don't go anywhere near it. It's like a pretty severe warning. So if you're in Florida, check out the Weather Channel because it's pretty nasty.
Nasty. All right. Here's something else that's ugly. A lot of lawsuits claiming Monsanto's weed killer Roundup caused cancer, given the green light to proceed to trial, according to a judge in San Francisco this week. The chemical glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, is at the heart of this discussion and debate. Cancer victims, families presenting cases that say, the families say Monsanto knew about the risk for years but didn't warn buyers. This is one of the most horrible, cretinous outfits that has ever existed on the planet. So the judge says there's a, quote, rather weak evidence the ingredient causes cancer, but the opinions of three experts link glyphosate. That,
yeah.
Too, a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. They say these people, the research, say it's not junk science. Monsanto denies any connection between glyphosate and cancer. So they sue, for example, the California Office of Environmental Health for adding a list of Monsanto to its list of cancer-causing chemicals that they lost in court because they can't prove that it doesn't. In fact, it's easy to prove that this is a carcinogen. This is horrible stuff. So the fact that they continue to be able to sell this stuff, it's like selling tobacco products, the same sort of thing, with government approval, because they buy everybody off. They pay everybody off. Horrible.
Well, and there's been a lot of emails and stuff from Monsanto that have leaked and confirming that scientists working on their research there, and I use research in big sarcastic air quotes, they knew it was carcinogenic. And so that's going to come out in court, and I think that it's just, you're going to see huge, huge settlements. They're not going to take Roundup off the market, but you're just going to start to see lots of settlements.
Why isn't Erin Brockovich in on this? Isn't this perfect for her?
I think she is, actually, because a lot of the Monsanto, the Roundup runoff, has gone into waterways, and she's been really working with a lot of different water utilities and things like that, and suing various cities that are not. That chromium 6 is in a lot of our tap water, and it's so bad for you, and so she's been working on that. So that she probably is somehow connected, maybe, with Monsanto.
A lot of credible people who are not axe grinders on one side or the other are on this bandwagon. There's more objective thinking about this from both sides, if you will, of the political spectrum, because it's so obvious what's going on. It's clear. It really is. The politicians who are getting money from Monsanto will try to get in the way of it, but this is not even a political discussion. It's so clear that these guys and this product is so bad. But that didn't even speak to how they've tried to overtake the production of seeds for the entire world. I mean, it's just a bad bunch of
Been going on for a really, really long time. We have family friends who live in Alabama, and Monsanto had a big plant down there. And this is going back probably to like maybe the 80s, and there was a huge spill, and whatever the chemical was, it could have been glyphosate, I'm not sure, but there was some horribly toxic chemical that went into the local waterways near Oxford, Alabama, and literally the fish had two heads. The fish, you can Google this and you can see it. The entire town was paid off by Monsanto, and Monsanto gives them blood tests annually, and a lot of people have had cancer and things like that. So Monsanto's settlement with this entire town is, oh, well, we'll pay for your medical costs and come in for a blood test every year. And there are people who have been getting blood tests since the 80s because they know how toxic this stuff was. Monsanto knows. And that's why they've been, it's hush money. So the rest, they fooled the town into thinking that they're so benevolent. Oh, we're going to do these wonderful things for you. We'll pay for all of your medical costs. It's just to stave off a massive lawsuit. And it's not even national news. To me, like when I found out about that, I couldn't believe that that's not something that the entire country knows about. But it's like, you know, Monsanto, they're the new big tobacco.
Yep.
They're just going to pay people off for dying.
So the next thing in terms of trying to find out what is new, what's different, some of the things that are coming out as a result of that Thai cave rescue, which apparently was very close to being a complete disaster.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Did you hear that,
Jack?
I heard that. Yeah. They said that there were just the amount of things that had to go right to make this all work. They were just very lucky that everybody made it out. And I think people are forgetting that somebody died. One of the divers died in trying to place those, because they really had to place oxygen tanks all along the way so that they could stop and get oxygen. But gosh. Yeah. Crazy.
I think one of or some of the unsung heroes here, apparently very quietly, U.S. Navy SEALs were involved with the Thai crew to make sure that what they did was done properly with the right equipment.
Navy SEALs from everywhere.
Everywhere.
Two Brits are the ones who kind of started the whole thing.
Yeah.
Two SEALs from there. I think there were some Australian ones. So there were just divers from all over the place. It was really kind of a universal effort.
Engineers from Elon Musk's company, and it was definitely an international interest.
Well, and I know that the coach is getting a lot of flack for, and everybody goes, well, why did he take him down there? What was he doing? Why were they going into these caves? Apparently it's something that teams just did, but I think he actually deserves a tiny bit of credit, because it seems like mentally and physically he kept these kids pretty well cared for. And whether or not he had something to do with that, I'm sure his leadership mattered. They were reunited with their parents the other day, and most of them didn't even have fevers. There were a few that had a few respiratory problems, but other than that, they seem to be in good shape. That's amazing. 17 days they were in that cave.
Michael Jackson's father chemically castrated Michael.
What?
Did you see that headline?
No, but that is a segue if I've ever heard one.
Jeez.
Wow.
Conrad Murray said in an interview this week that Michael Jackson's father ordered him to give him things that would change his sexuality, and that's why he was the way he was. So says Conrad. But do we believe this guy? What do we think of Conrad Murray?
I don't know.
Creep.
He was Dr. Death. He was over-prescribing propofol.
Right. Yeah.
Well, let him sleep every night.
The world.
But what's
everybody
the point,
wants a
though,
headline. Yeah.
Of at the this father point. Doing that. I don't get it.
Yeah. Who knows? What's the point of this guy coming out now, other than he wants some more, a few more moments of fame, if you will?
Well, that makes, that at least has a reason behind it. But what is this? I mean, does it just put Michael Jackson more under his father's control? Like, what's the point of doing that to him?
Well, the father was always trying to gain control. Michael was not a juvenile delinquent, but he had a mind of his own and was never one to play well with his brothers. He just didn't. He always wanted to be on his own. And the father was trying to keep him under control, and it was very hard for him to do that.
Well, at least one quote that I see says to maintain his high-pitched voice.
Yeah,
is
I just
why
saw
they
that.
Did it.
That's what I would imagine.
He was giving him hormone injections at age 12 to cure his acne and prevent his voice from changing.
But behind the scenes, what the impact was to change his. They were never successful.
I think it might be for the voice. Think about what we know about Joe Jackson is that he wanted money. So if it's true, I would imagine it was probably.
Well, they also wanted to control Michael, make sure he stayed toed the line so that they continue to pop out the hits.
Yeah, but castrating someone doesn't necessarily control them, does it?
No, I think this is hormone. But hormone injections to a 12-year-old boy—that's just going to keep his voice higher. I don't think that that's
But how sick is it,
else?
No matter what the...
Oh, it's
no
disgusting.
What's the reason for it? How
vile.
Sick is that? Your father's trying to castrate you? Good God. 45 past the hour.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now?
Go to your local Staples store. Staples now has an even bigger selection of HP ink and toner. In store, in stock, and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Boxing in between rounds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Boxers need a rest in between rounds. You would too. You actually do too. You've argued with loved ones. You've probably even had disagreements that lasted or lingered longer than you'd have liked. And maybe you even threw around the phrases, "We've been fighting all day," or "We're fighting right now," to someone else to describe your interaction when you're currently not even fighting. So my advice? Give yourself a rest in between rounds. Don't call it fighting when you're not actually interacting. Only define it as arguing, disagreeing, or fighting during the exact moments that your disagreement or argument or fight lasts. And if you do that, you might just be surprised to see that not only does avoiding defining your fights in exaggerated ways help your peace throughout your day, it will also help you lessen the intensity of it all while the actual interactions occurring. For more on healthy communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Snakes? No. Heights? Uh-uh. Studies show that public speaking is the biggest fear in the world. But now there's an app for that. Introducing the Beyond VR public speaking app, used with a VR headset. Jonah Perron is co-founder.
So you throw on the VR headset and you're placed in front of a virtual audience to help improve your public speaking skills and the safety and comfort of the virtual world. It's a direct simulation of what the world feels like. We've had feedback from people that say it actually feels like they're in front of a crowd. So we film people in front of a green screen and then put all the files together to one big audience. So it's real people that you're seeing in a real room and you feel like you're really speaking to an audience.
Tackle your fears of public speaking by checking out beyondvr.ca. Again, that's beyondvr.ca.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, women in the news, ladies. Fairy God Boss, a job review site specifically for women, releasing its latest ranking of the 25 companies where women are happiest. Site ranks businesses based on almost 15,000 job reviews from women answering questions about gender equality, job satisfaction. The winner this year, Boston Consulting Group, with other big-name employers like Dell, Pepsi, Apple, cracking the top 10. Still a long way to go to closing the pay gap. Some big companies are taking steps to tackle the problem. Those companies ranked among the highest on the list. So, women like working for Dell and Pepsi is interesting. Boston Consulting Group is was formerly known, I think, as Boston Scientific.
Is it actually in Boston, or is it just
named
that?
In the suburbs, yeah. Or at least it was founded there. I don't know if it still is. Also, here's a lady who ruined $200,000 worth of art trying to take a selfie at the 14th factory in L.A. $200,000 worth of damage. According to the museum, three sculptures were permanently damaged. Whole thing captured on security cameras. Now it's on live leak. In the clip, this woman can be seen crouching in front of a row of sculptures placed on pedestals trying to take a selfie, and she loses her balance, and you can figure out what happened from there.
Oh, no.
Kaboom.
Worst nightmare.
Crash. Yes.
Oh.
10 before the hour.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Approach with a show that spans the ideas of different people with different training so that you have all kinds of different ways of listening and trying to make up your mind what's the best way for you to keep your body as healthy as possible. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues with this is something that a lot of people are curious about because they don't know the whole story, Ken. The story behind the story of that Thailand cave where the boys got stuck, then they got out. And I know you've done an overview of where they are now as a result of being checked out, and then some other ancillary things that may come to possess them, and I put that in quotes down the line. But what are the immediate health concerns for these boys now that they're out of that cave?
Exactly. Most of the boys rescued from inside this Thai cave this week lost an average of 4 pounds during their 17-day ordeal, Doug, but are generally in good condition and showing no signs of stress, according to local health officials. These boys, they're going to be malnourished, they're going to need intravenous fluids, good nutrition, and be on oxygen for a while. We need to be concerned also about their mental health after being in a dark cave for 17 days, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, with associated flashbacks, Doug, is certainly a potential development. These boys will all benefit from cognitive behavior therapy. But we also have to be concerned about developing infections from bats and birds.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. What is cave disease? Cave disease.
Yeah, I was interested in this. There, some of the The soccer players apparently were placed in isolation because they were worried about, what, infections and that kind of stuff?
Exactly. Cave disease, it's also called histoplasmosis. It's a lung infection caused by the fungus histoplasma, which thrives in areas with high bird or bat populations. People can get histoplasmosis after breathing in the microscopic fungal spores from the air, developing fever, cough, and fatigue. In people with weakened immune systems, this can be a fatal infection, but most respond when we prescribe the antifungal medication, a triconazole, which may need to be taken anywhere from 3 months to a year in order to completely fight off the infection.
So apparently some of them were asleep. There were doctors stationed along the corridors of the cave that were checking their condition, their pulse, that sort of thing, checking their fingers to see if they moved. But I thought this was it. They were wrapped up in stretchers as they were being transferred. Did you see some of the pictures?
Yeah.
They were given tranquilizers to help calm their nerves, because if you have any, I wonder about this from your perspective, anybody who has, you know, we think that being in close quarters is a psychological disease, but it does. If you are claustrophobic, it causes physical manifestation, does it not?
Exactly. And, you know, you're into circadian rhythms. They were in the dark for 17 continuous days. So yeah, those rhythms are totally messed up.
Yeah. Well, the thing here is that they are okay, but there may be some, as you're suggesting, ramifications. Some of them suffered from lack of oxygen. There were a lot of oxygen tanks. You saw that, right?
Exactly. All
of
they're going to be on oxygen for a little while, but they have youth going for them. Fortunately, I think they're going to do okay. I'm most concerned about their mental health.
Yeah, right. Well, there have been a lot of highlights. You can see a lot of video present and past. It's something that we wouldn't wish on on anybody that we cared about, to be sure. It was really, that's got to be something. I don't like being in close quarters, and I just can imagine, looking at some of the video, how horrifying it was. So thank heavens they're out. Here's something to be thankful for. A way for you to lose weight, maintain perfect health, cleanse your body from intruders, reduce constipation, maintain great digestion. Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is an all-natural approach, all-organic product made in this country. Go to getthetea.com and use the discount code DJV. It'll be shipped to you free. Life Change Tea is the herbal formula that is designed to get rid of toxins in your body, the molds, parasites. This would actually be good for those kids who were down in the cave. Get this so they can clean out. Can you imagine the things, the parasites that they have in their body, being in that water and down there all that time? My God, horrible. So if I suppose we maybe could send them some to help them along, but help yourself under the circumstances. Try to keep your liver, your kidneys, your colon clean and healthy. Use Life Change Tea, available only at GetTheTea.com, not in stores. GetTheTea.com. Go there, use the discount code DJV, and get it shipped to you free. You'll brew it, you'll use it, you'll like it. It'll be very helpful for you. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.